Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is your host, Kelly Patterson, and we are joined today with Christina Michelle, Jacoby, Nima, and Michael. And we are just having a roundtable discussion about some of the things that are happening in Black culture. Thank you for joining us, and we will just continue on with our conversation. So it is the holidays, so I'm interested to know, what are some of your Christmas traditions that you're looking forward to this year, or Christmas traditions in your family that you have that you're not going to be able to do this year? I just want to hear some Black Christmas traditions that anybody's willing to share.
I'm kind of, the COVID is, you know, I'll be honest, the COVID has kind of taken the Christmas cheer out of everything. I haven't done a whole lot of decorating around the house, which I think that's more out of laziness than anything else. But where I work, there's been a lot of decorating, and I wasn't even going to decorate my office. I was just really that kind of, definitely not bah humbug, but just didn't want to be bothered. But then, you know, my staff would sneak in one thing, two things, three things. Now I'm like, oh, I want this in my office. I want this, you know? So it's kind of sneaking up. And so I miss my big Christmas things that I used to do at home in LA. I can't go home for Christmas, so that's kind of a bummer. But I don't know. I don't really know if I have any of my old traditions that I'll be doing this year. I think I'll take a break this year.
Is LA your original home? That's where you're from?
Yeah, born and raised.
Mm-hmm. Born and raised. What are some of the things that you would do if you were there and it wasn't COVID?
Definitely be, you know, with the family, more, even a Christmas tree, you know, just like, you know, have my, you know, my Christmas trees and break out my old Christmas music. It's just more, we used to always do the Christmas at Disneyland, you know. It was just, that's just stuff you had to do when you live in LA.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta go to Christmas Disneyland, you know.
Right.
And it's just stuff that, you know, I would even fly home to do that, mm-hmm. but you can't really do that this year. But it really was a lot about, you know, my church when I was at home and my family, and that's really what made the holidays. And so I think I'm just kind of,
So Christine, Michelle, do you have any big plans?
Yeah, I think I did my big plans. They're already done. You didn't notice the big plan. No, I got a Christmas tree. So that's a big plan for me, because I have not ever had my own Christmas tree. So I think I kind of went the opposite of Nima on this year. Like, I think I'm really appreciating Christmas more than ever. Like, it's kind of, I'm going out of my way to do some type of celebration for Christmas in my home. So, and I got a wreath. That's like new. Never had a wreath. I got a wreath and a tree. I am killing it for Christmas. So I actually have all of my presents ordered. Either they're wrapped in under the tree already, or they are still in the mail on their way to me. So that's also super new.
That is impressive.
Yeah, I'm usually a very last minute Christmas gifter.
Like McDonald's gift card last minute.
Super last minute. Yeah, exactly. Like cash in your card. Like, and I like wrote in the card on my way to your house to drop it off. Like that last minute. But yeah, I've definitely gotten to the spirit a lot more this year. And, you know, as far as like family traditions, we always talk about, we always like open one present on Christmas Eve. And together as a family, and always talk about just what we're thankful for this year and what we're looking forward to in the coming year, and just kind of express gratitude to and for each other. So I'm looking forward to us actually doing that this year, and whether we're going to do it in person or not, I think it's still yet to be determined, but either way, we'll do it. And so, I'm grateful for that.
Jacoby, what are your traditions?
I grew up Jehovah's Witness, so I don't really have any traditions or anything like that. Now, my mom didn't really practice being a Jehovah's Witness as much as my grandmother and all that. So we did get Christmas. We wasn't those kids that did get Christmas. We just didn't have traditions or anything like that. And right now, like I said, my kids are out the house, so this will be my first Christmas alone. So I'm like, Nima, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go out and pass out presents in this truck. You know, I do wear every Christmas. I do have a nice fluffy Christmas hat, Christmas socks, and you know, all this extra stuff that I walk out in. I work FedEx, so I go out dressed like one of the go do all that in just one day, not through the Christmas season.
Need all of December. I need the FedEx guy to work with me all December.
You already
I need to hear the bells on the hat.
You get the FedEx guy all December, all January, February, March, all the months. No, that's pretty much the only thing that I do. I like doing it because people laugh and they smile. You know,
yeah.
I love it. It's a lot of fun. So that's
pretty much it. I do love ugly sweaters. Oh my God. I love ugly Christmas sweaters. I will shop for hours for the ugly Christmas sweater that I could conceivably find. So that's probably like that. I love that. Yeah.
But she doesn't think they're ugly. Like, she genuinely is like, this is fantastic. Like, no, it's not, Mom. It's not fantastic. It's terrible. Michael, how about you?
Sorry, the difficulty there. Well, the good Lord sought to bless me with a wife who Christmas begins the second after you wash the dishes on Thanksgiving. So I don't really have a option. I'm getting into the Christmas spirit. I'm going to hang something. I'm going to watch her decorate something. Notice the key word was watch. And then I'm going to help hang stuff after she tells me what to do. And then the house looks beautiful and it's lovely. And so, I mean, my wife loves Christmas more than her own birthday. So it makes it easy to get in the Christmas spirit when you come home and the house is beautiful and beautiful decorations and stuff. It kind of puts you in there whether you meant to be or not. So for me, Christmas is going to be nice. It's going to be different though. You know, like Thanksgiving, we had just our family, me and wife and the kids, but we didn't get to see, you know, my sisters and my mother, and, you know, they would come briefly, right, and grab us and then everybody would leave, but we didn't get to sit there and have that connection and that family time. And so, I'm pretty sure Christmas may end up being like that as well, and kind of prepare for it because it's it's necessary. But and as far as traditions go, outside of what my sister just mentioned, I personally just kind of am a follow along when it comes to traditions. So I don't have any of my own.
That's the point of a tradition.
That might be my tradition, right? That might be my personal tradition is to do whatever my wife wants to do for Christmas. So, and I think I'm pretty much on par with that for this year. So,
no. I know that we have a huge Christmas breakfast with like three different kinds of juices and biscuits and pancakes and waffles and bacon and sausage and eggs and omelets. We have a huge
cinnamon rolls. How much is that way?
It's totally worth it. And that was because we used to have to split. Like, we would do dinner with one of our mothers. So we used to do breakfast with just our immediate family. So if we don't do Christmas with everybody, I don't know if they're going to get a dinner and a breakfast. We might have to rearrange the tradition and just do a dinner. So that'll be fun. And with Christmas comes Christmas movies. What are our favorite Christmas movies?
Christmas Story, hands down.
The Christmas Story. A Christmas Story,
hands down. I absolutely love that movie. Every time it comes on in the Christmas season, I watch it. I record it, try to hold it for the whole year. I see people shaking their heads, and I do not care. I love that my son asked me at least for the third time is if sticking your tongue on a frozen light pole would actually do that. And I was like, I'll tell you what, why don't you go ahead and give it a shot? And me and mom will be standing by with the hot water. Okay. It never ceases to make me laugh. It always makes me feel like Christmas once it starts coming, TBS or whatever shows that 24 hours of Christmas. I don't even know if I have a second behind that, because it's Christmas Story and then everything else. Just get that out there for the rest of y'all who aren't going to say that. Let's just say what the rest of America is thinking. It's the Christmas Story.
I don't think I've ever seen the Christmas Story from start to finish. In our house, we always turn it on like New Year's and then watch it. It shows 24 hours. And so we just leave it on and watch it all day long for 24 hours. And like, I'll catch pieces here and pieces there. So I've probably seen the whole thing collectively, but I've never sat down and watched it like from beginning to end. But I do really like it. And I think it is hilarious. Anybody else? Nima, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Bad Santa.
Oh, hands down. Well done.
I love Bad Santa. I think my favorite scene in the movie is when, he's sitting there, waiting for the kids to come up, and he's so drunk on himself. I love this man. I want to marry him. That is my favorite holiday movie. That kind of tells you a little bit about who I am. So that would be it. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Jacoby, what's yours?
I actually have two, to be honest with you. The first one is Die Hard. I just love that movie. People don't think it's
movie, my brother always gets into movie. Fights over Die Hard being a Christmas movie.
That's a Christmas movie.
It is definitely about that. Go all day long and tell you why it's Christmas movie. But it's Christmas. I love that movie, hands down. Matter of fact, when we get off the phone here, I will be watching it. Love it.
New York, have a little laugh.
But my all-time favorite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I think that's the greatest Christmas movie ever made, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
I don't think I've seen Christmas that one.
Show. Oh my gosh, you need to see it. Chevy Chase at his best. Mm-hmm. At his best. Hilarious. Yeah. It is my favorite.
Christina, let me guess. Miracle on 34th Street.
No.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I don't even know if I've seen any Christmas movies. Oh, like, no. I don't have a favorite Christmas Home Alone? Movie.
Why are you lying?
That's like the first thing.
Why are you lying to these people? You've seen A Christmas Story more times than you care to remember. We grew up in the same house. Stop it. Okay.
Definitely is our favorite Christmas movie.
I'm blocking it out. Like, every time I think of A Christmas Story or A Christmas Movie, whatever it's called, like, all I can see is that boy's tongue stuck to the post. And then the other image that comes to mind is that leg for the lamp shape. The lamp with the leg and the Oh my gosh, like I just
yes, I need even, one.
I honestly don't even know what the movie is about. I'm with Kelly. I'm sure I've seen it in so many pieces over the years that I saw the whole thing. I just don't know how to put it together. Home Alone, I loved it back in the day when it first came out, but I can't say I've seen it in the past like 15 years. I don't really have any favorite Christmas movies, honestly.
Oh man!
I think I have more favorite.
That was very Grinch of you.
I know. I'm not against it. I'm not even really a big movie person anyway. This is the person who didn't see Black Panther until 2 months ago. So
true. Or Coming to America.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about Miss Christina Michelle.
When it comes to movies,
that was true. You really haven't seen Coming to America until recently?
No.
Oh my goodness! I got it. zone.
I saw Coming to America August of this year for the first time. I'm not a big movie person, but I think I have like favorite episodes of TV shows, like Christmas episodes. That's probably that's probably the best I can do.
Okay, so for everybody but Christina, what's your favorite Black holiday movie? I know. It's a brain teaser or tickler.
I said crickets on that one, sorry. I don't even know that I have one.
That goes to show that we need more representation. That's what this question was about.
I can't even think of a Black Christmas movie or holiday movie.
Yeah. It's not very many of them out there, but I'd probably say the Preacher's Choir.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
That was a throwback. That's a Christmas movie?
I thought that was about affairs.
No, he was an angel. What are you talking about?
I thought that was Denzel's low point.
quite a bit. But it's still a decent movie.
What about Best Man Holiday? That's one of my favorites.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's good. But I haven't seen it enough times. But yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, that is a very good one, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, I've only seen it a few times, and with you. but I like each time I watch it. It's a good one. Probably the only one of quality. Well, except for, of course, The Preacher's Wife now. I didn't. now that's on, you know? Yeah.
Yes, and everybody is talking about Jingle Jangle. Does anybody watch Jingle Jangle? Everybody is talking about Jingle Jangle. Everybody loves Jingle Jangle. That is your homework to go watch Jingle Jangle. It's a musical on Netflix, and it is a Black cast, and it is very good.
Okay.
I need you guys to get with it. This is supposed to be trending topics.
Okay. I'm going to watch it just because it's a Black cast, but I don't typically do musicals. But
I know.
I'm going to watch it.
It is. It's really good. It's a Christmas movie. I recommend it.
Okay. That's going to come after Die Hard. So.
By then, you'll fall asleep.
All right. It's all right. It'll be the next day again. But I will watch it.
How are we doing with buying Black-owned over the holiday season? Has anybody bought Black-owned Christmas presents from Black own companies? Are we having a hard time? Period.
Oh, okay.
You can buy online from Black owned.
Yeah, okay. I would say that I definitely have made the effort. Not everything has been Black owned. A lot of stuff has been Amazon. But I have done the things that I could do. I've done Black owned.
Anybody else want to say anything about buying Black owned this holiday?
In Juno, there's just kind of like a handful that I know of, that I know of. So the ones that I do know of personally, I do patronize a lot, So, but the Juno is kind of a little bubble, And so other than that, in reality, it's Amazon. I'm not going to lie, It's Amazon, but there are ways of finding those Black-owned businesses. And honestly, I guess maybe I haven't done my due diligence to reach out as much as I can, but I do try to patronize the ones in town.
Yeah. And Jacoby, how about you? You're not in Juno, so your Black-owned options are a little bit better than our zone.
But I live a little ways away from the Black owned stuff. I work pretty much all day long, so I don't really have the opportunity to get to the places. Plus, I just haven't done much shopping this year at all. But I will drive over to Inglewood or Watson and patronize those places when I do. So I can say I do.
Thank you.
I don't shop, so. this is Costco or or O'Reilly's, or I don't really shop or McDonald's from time to time. So, gift cards to those places are in long supply. I leave that to my better half.
I think that I've been making an effort to try to do Black-owned. Like everybody else, Amazon has been the go-to. But I've really been trying to at least purchase something from Black-owned and something from a small business. I've also been trying to support small businesses here in town. Especially during this time when a lot of the shops have been closed and we didn't get a good tourist season this year, or any tourist season, really. I've really been trying to put some effort towards small businesses and helping them out a little bit.
Yeah, and to touch on what Kelly just said, the same does go for me in that regard in some way. And although it might not be for holiday shopping in particular, I have made an effort to go to small business for other needs for that same reason that she just mentioned. We had such a tough year with the economy here that a lot of those great small local businesses may be gone when you if they're not already. We don't support them. So I definitely made that effort. So hoping they'll still be around when we come back, when we rebound, so to speak. So
thank you, Michael. And right now we'll take another short break and we will be back in just a moment.